I guess we should pity those in this world who must use the earth for a bed. I guess we should pity the man who must toil from dawn till dusk for his bread. But these can be rich and have great contentment if in God's great plan they share. But if you know any, although they have plenty, are lost, then pity that man. Pity the man who has riches untold, but knows not the pearl of great price. Pity the man, though he live long on earth, but knows not the giver of life. Doctor or lawyer, traveler or merchant, or the builder who builds on the sand. Pauper or king, to be saved is the thing. If he's lost, then pity that man. I guess there are those who pity the saved as though they are missing life's best, forgetting that treasures of earth pass away and heaven's the place to invest. Meanwhile, esteeming the man who is scheming to get all the wealth that he can. But if he's not giving to God while he's living his soul, then pity that man. Pity the man who has treasures to hold and knows not the pearl of great price. Pity the man, though he live long on earth, but knows not the giver of life. Doctor or lawyer, traveler or merchant, or the builder who builds on the sand. Pauper or king, to be saved is the thing. If he's lost, then pity that man. Pauper or king, to be saved is the thing. If he's lost, then pity that man.